I'm going to say it one last time. If your attitude is, I don't care about those other 14%, I'm not even sure I believe that number. I don't want to know you. To hell with my ratings. I answer to a higher calling. Was George Tiller's murder justifiable homicide? We have the gentleman, if I may use that word, who publishes a Prayer in Action Weekly News. And he is writing a, or has written a legal brief to defend Scott Roeder, who is the accused killer of George Tiller. And he's also the guy who promoted, you know, these this website where they would name abortion doctors. And some people think that might have been complicit in encouraging some unfortunate behavior. We'll get into that coming up in a few minutes. Nice job. John the Trucker.
Yes, sir.
Hello, pal.
Hey, hello, pal. Alan, I'll comment real quick on the Tiller deal. I'm not a big fan of abortion, but I don't think it's justifiable murdering the man either. But, same with that preacher that wants Obama to get brain cancer. I'll be the first to admit that I'm not a good Christian, but I can tell when right and wrong is, or the difference between, I think that's wrong, but nevertheless.
I'm Alan Combs. We're at 877-367-2526. Coming up, Dave Leach, publisher of Prayer and Action Weekly News. He has filed a brief in support of the accused killer of abortion doctor George Tiller. That's coming up. Scott Roeder pleading not guilty in the killing of George Tiller, and a guy who supports him and filed a brief on his behalf. Coming up. I'm Alan Combs. I want to welcome Dave Leach. He is publisher of Prayer and Action Weekly News. And if recent news stories are correct, Mr. Leach, you wrote a friend of the court brief, I guess, or a brief on behalf of Scott Roeder, who is accused of killing George Tiller. Is that correct?
Yes, a proposed brief. I like your hold music.
Well, thank you. It's Nancy Pelosi chose it.
Oh.
Glad you like it. What's your relationship with Scott Roeder, and why are you supporting him?
I'm not related to him.
Well, no, I didn't mean biologically, sir.
He once subscribed to my Prayer and Action News. Of course, so did Judy Thomas of the Kansas City Star. But I met him about 11 years ago.
You met him 11 years ago, and yeah. You attended some meetings together, is that correct?
No, never went to any meetings together. He just read my...
According to one story in the Kansas City Star, you'd meet in each other's homes for potluck dinners and scripture study classes. No?
I think you're taking some liberties with the report there. No, we just met once.
No, according to... I'm just telling you what it said in that article. In any event,
potlucks.
Kansas City Star, August 30th, talked about Roeder and some of the groups that he attended, which you were part of. Anyway, let me ask you about this. The Prayer in Action News, before we get into Roeder's case, that is your magazine, has a small circulation, right?
Right.
Which you say exists for the purpose of implementing the plan, right?
Implementing the plan? No, I don't say that. I'm not sure what it means.
According to a piece at about this publication, about the publication at pannews.org, the Prayer and Action News is a print magazine, a very small circulation, which exists for the purpose of implementing the plan. It's a vision to be more than a mere magazine of entertainment. It's for people who merely read information but don't do anything about it and don't give any information back to provide. I don't know what this means. It says the plan. You have no idea what that is.
Okay, that sounds like something I might have written 15 years ago or so.
You wrote it, so tell me what that means.
Yeah, well, I got to remember. I think I might have written an article about a plan of action, but I can't even remember what it was now. Didn't go very far.
Well, this is your publication. You don't know what it is.
Well, it's like I say, it's probably 10 or 15 years old.
Your publication, you reprinted also the Army of God manual that lists ways to damage abortion clinics back in 1996.
Yeah, that was in response to the grand jury investigation of Janet Reno that was going on for an entire year before that, where they sent out subpoenas to pro-life leaders all over the country, commanding them to show up for the grand jury and also to bring any copies of the Army of God manual I had.
Right.
And before that, it was the Army of God manual was published anonymously. No one knew where it came from, and it was sent out to journalists and pro-life people and all kinds of people. And so having it didn't mean that you subscribed to anything. And it was becoming a concern to me that my pro-life friends were being intimidated by this insinuation that owning a book was now a crime.
Right.
So it was kind of like to throw down the gauntlet and say, if owning a book is a crime, here, I'm going to reprint it and put my return address on it. Prosecute me if you're going to do something with this. A couple of days after I went in the mail, the grand jury investigation ceased. It was shut down.
Do you support damaging abortion clinics?
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you?
No, I would not. It's not my property. Are you still there?
Sure.
Do you have a response to that?
Well,
so you believe it's okay to damage other people's property?
I think it's a good idea to save lives.
Do you believe that what Scott Redder did in killing George Tiller was the proper thing?
Yes, but I'll tell you what the purpose of the brief I wrote was just to preserve his right to trial by jury.
All right, but you believe he did the right thing by killing Dr. Tiller?
Yes, and I also believe that whether he did the right thing or not is for the jury to decide.
Right, but I'm not asking about the jury. I'm asking you. So you support killing...
If I were on the jury, yeah.
You support killing abortion doctors?
If I were on the jury, I'd quit, yes.
Well, wait a minute. But you support the killing of abortion doctors? Obviously, correct?
Well... I'm sorry it has to be done that way. I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't have to be done that way. You're choosing to support a guy who does that, and you're telling you support killing abortion doctors.
I regret that that's the only way to stop abortion.
So would you urge other people to go out and kill abortion doctors?
No, I'm not asking that. I am asking.
Well, if you think they need to be killed, why would you then not support it?
At this point, I'm asking people to support Scott's right to a trial by jury.
Yeah, but I'm not suggesting he doesn't have a right to a trial by jury. I'm asking you about I'm asking you a particular question, and you're talking about something else. I'm asking you about your support for someone going out and killing a doctor who's performing something legally.
You called asking about my brief, and my brief says nothing about what you're asking about.
I asked to interview you to talk about your brief and also your position on what Tiller did. You're telling Roeder did, and you're telling me that you support the idea of killing abortion doctors. So I'm asking you why you would not urge people to go out and do that if that's what you think is the right thing to do.
Nothing can be more illegal than what courts have done to keep abortion legal. They've denied the right to trial by jury in 100,000 abortion prevention cases, and I'd like that to come to a stop.
Right, but
in Scott's case.
But you say you want abortion doctors to be killed. Correct?
If this brief prevails, no one will ever have a reason to shoot another abortionist.
Why is that?
Because if the necessity defense is allowed to go to the jury, if the judge breaks down and tells the jury the only contested issue of the trial, which is the necessity defense, it'll be easy for people in the future to shut down abortion clinics by just sitting in front of their doors without fear of arrest.
If you can get a justifiable homicide defense and the court agrees that this was justifiable homicide, aren't you going to encourage, won't other people be encouraged to go out and kill abortion doctors?
It might not go that way. If the judge does give the defense to the jury might say, well, you know, abortion is a harm, it's a terrible harm, but it's not harmful enough to justify killing an abortionist. But even if that happens, and
you're supporting a justifiable homicide defense. And if a court then says this is justifiable homicide, won't that encourage other people to go out?
That's not the right
kill
name
people.
For it. That's not the right name for it. In Kansas law, it's called defense of others.
All right, it's called justifiable homicide. We're talking about the same thing. Won't that encourage people to go out and kill abortion doctors?
No.
Why not?
Well, the first reason I already gave.
Well, I don't understand how, if you're going to say justifiable homicide exists here, why that wouldn't encourage other people to go out and do the same thing.
There's two reasons. One I gave, I'm not sure you heard it. The second reason is that if Scott actually is found innocent by the jury, that does not mean that anyone else who does the same thing will be found innocent. If he's found innocent, it will only be because the jury finds that.
But you're not responding to what I said. My issue is that if the court says this is justifiable homicide, why wouldn't other people go out who are anti-abortion and think this is wrong and kill other doctors?
I was in the middle of explaining why it wouldn't work for anyone else in any within.
All right, please help me understand because I'm not getting it. I'm saying it again. Go ahead.
The only reason that a jury would find Scott innocent, that's after they're given the defense, would be because they find that Tiller's abortions are much more heinous than other abortionists. Normally, I wouldn't expect the jury to find it justified to kill an abortionist. That's pretty extreme.
But Tiller is a separate category, so it was okay to kill him?
Yeah, Tiller's cases are pretty extreme, too.
Because he performed late-term abortions, so it was okay to kill him.
And he's probably the most notorious abortionist in the country.
But he did legal work. He did what was protected under the law.
Well, that's arguable. There was two actions of law in the process when he was shot.
Well, he was operating legally. He was not under arrest. He was performing, going to work every day. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Dave Leach. We'll open up our phones, 877-367-2526.
Dial phone. Open mouth. Speak your mind.
Class, anyone? Anyone?
1-877-4-ALAN. 1-877-367-2526. Alan Cole.
Alan Cole.
Dave Leach is with us. He is a... what do you do for a living, Mr. Leach?
I'm a musician. See, there's a legal disclaimer I really need to make.
Yeah.
I've proposed this to Scott, and he's expressed interest, but as for whether he'll actually use it, well, he's still exploring his options.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't have the authority to file it or to represent him.
Right, I understand.
All right, and it is posted at saltshaker.us.
You've said that when human law conflicts with God's laws, we ought to obey God rather than man. Can you give me other examples where laws made by governments we should disobey?
Well, right here in Des Moines, there's a museum called the Jordan House, which was an underground railroad station back during the Civil War days.
Right.
There's the Jews, that were rounded up in Germany, and some of our German heroes tried to hide them. A couple of other examples.
All right, let's go to Jason in North Carolina. Hello, Jason.
How you doing?
Hello, sir.
Yes, I want to agree with your guest 100%.
You want to kill abortion doctors?
Well, I think it's what needs to have to happen to save life. In other words, you know, yes, you may be killing one. Now, I'm not out there doing this now. I just agree with what your guest is saying, because in order to save many lives, you sometimes have to take out one.
All right, so you think it's okay to kill abortion doctors?
Well, I'll tell you like this. I don't feel sorry for George Tiller one bit. He got what he deserved.
Well, so would you kill a doctor if you knew he was performing abortions?
I personally would not, but I'm saying...
Why not? So other people wanted to do your dirty work?
Well, I just don't feel sorry for the guy.
Why, if you think they should die, why wouldn't you kill him?
Because it's against the law, and I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail.
So you acknowledge that it's illegal?
Sure,
and
it's illegal.
Wrong.
But under God's law, I was listening to you ask him a while ago, would you rather obey God's law than man's law? Sometimes I feel like, you know...
So we should we should disobey laws.
No, because sometimes I feel like a person ought to... Sometimes I feel like people sacrifice their own life to save others.
I see. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Lance in San Antonio.
Yes, hello. Alan?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to say this is unbelievable what this guy is saying. And for everybody, for the listeners out here who feel the things he is saying is logical and they understand it and agree with it, please, tomorrow when you wake up, go see a psychiatrist, because this guy, it's what obviously was going on in this country with these right-wing nuts out here talking about, you know, what he is saying is correct. Please, this is absolutely absurd.
You want to respond to this, Mr. Leach?
I know that asking people to support killing abortionists has the support of way less than 1% of the nation. But what I'm asking people is to support the right of Scott having a right to trial by jury, which is going to be denied to him according to every lawyer you ask.
Okay,
all right. Yeah.
How is he going to have? How is he not going to have a jury trial if that's what he opts for? He murdered somebody. So by law, he should have a jury trial or some type of trial. How is it he's going to be put in jail? He's not in jail for no political reasons. He should have a jury trial, and I believe he will.
He's not going to get one. Every lawyer you ask expects the judge to decide the only contested issue of the trial by himself and not allow the jury to know about it.
All right. Thank you very much. Regina in Kansas City.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I think that what Scott Roeder did was heroic. I think that he stopped a mass murderer. Yes, the guy's talking about if people wake up in the morning, they need to see a psychiatrist. I'm sure that's the same thing the citizens of Nazi Germany thought when Valkyrie plan was in effect and they tried to kill Hitler and they didn't succeed. They probably thought he was a nut, too. The only difference is Scott succeeded. And yes,
So you believe that Scott did the right thing by killing George Tiller, and you would like to see all abortion doctors killed?
I would like to see no necessity.
Would you go out? Well, if you're going to support someone to kill, go out and break the law to kill somebody, then you support murder.
Well, I guess that those.
So you don't. You clearly don't support the Ten Commandments.
Are you going to let me answer the question?
I haven't heard you answer. So you support my question to you? Here's my question. I'll do the asking of the question. You support breaking the Ten Commandments?
I will answer your question if you'll answer mine.
No, I don't play. I'm hosting the show, ma'am. I'm asking you a question. You support breaking the Ten Commandments, correct?
No, I don't. That's why.
Thou shalt not kill. That doesn't give you the right to kill somebody else.
Do you know what that says? Thou shalt do no murder. And it also.
That's not what it says.
Yes, it does.
Well, do no murder. Okay, but it's okay for you to murder a abortion doctor.
It's okay to defend someone with force, according to the Bible.
Who are you defending with force?
The babies.
All right. Dennis in Buffalo. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, son. Hey, man, this guy is off the hook. There's no scripture where God needs to call up the unit or the reserves and have some people go out and off somebody. There's no scripture in the Bible. In fact, it's quite contrary. Their whole argument is off the Bible. Number one, God felt that you don't have a life until you're breathing on your own. That baby has to be separated from the umbilical cord. That's number one. And number two, nobody's forcing you to be part of an abortion. That's up to the woman who's having it.
Well, I mean, you're not going to convince Dave to be pro-choice.
Your business, huh?
All right, you're not going to convince Dave to be pro-choice. So what are you going to do, Dave Leach, if Scott Roeder is convicted?
Well, I'll keep... Depends on the circumstances of the conviction. If as usual, the judge does not allow the jury to know the only contested issue of the trial, I'll keep trying to explain to people that a right to trial by jury is being denied in these kind of cases.
All right. You're fighting an uphill battle here. You know that, right?
Well, of course.
And you know that you are supporting breaking the law.
No, I think that the law is broken by judges who have been denying the right to trial by jury in 100,000 abortion prevention cases.
Well, look, he's let him have his trial by a jury, but I can't imagine a jury not convicting him for killing.
They're not going to give him a trial by jury.
Well,
they're going to have a show trial where the jury's going to have a parade of 182 witnesses that are going to prove what Scott doesn't contest. Sure, he shot the guy. The contested issue is why he shot him, what he was preventing.
Well, he shot and killed a man who was performing within the law. He killed a doctor in a church. Anyway, I thank you for being with us tonight, Mr. Leach. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We are coming right back. Lines are open, 877-4-ALLEN. 877-367-2526. We are online all the time at allen.com.
Politics.
Today I say to you that the challenges we face are real.
The Middle East. Wicked weather.
Yes, but we are right now.
I wonder if we should introduce a new segment on this program called Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. No?
No, not unless Kellogg's is going to give us sponsorship dollars. We
should... Hey, wait a minute. Let's get Kellogg's to advertise and do a tie-in.
Well, then you could do that.
And that's a great idea. I think they'd go for that.
I think there's only one way to find out.
Mm-hmm. Ed in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I understand him correctly. He's worried about the guy not getting a trial by jury because they won't be able to, his reason for killing him is not going to be allowable in the courtroom. Is that what he's saying?
I guess so. I mean, I can only spend so much of my brain cells trying to figure the guy out.
Yeah, I don't understand either. I'm a pro-life kind of guy, but I don't condone murdering the guy. Plus, he was already under investigation. He would have eventually been indicted. And he would have got what he was going to get.
Well, the point is, if the court lets this guy off on justifiable homicide or whatever they call it in that state, it's giving people the aid and comfort to go and commit these more of these heinous acts.
Well, he should be allowed. I mean, you should, if you're trying to do a defense about anything, it's like, you know, their motive. His motive was the guy was an abortion doctor. That's what his motive was.
Correct.
So that's got to be presented in the courtroom. You got it, because you're going to have to present a motive to the jury. Because the fact is that he shot him. Yeah, that's understandable. But the defense is going to. I mean, I don't know. It's just the way the laws are written. It's confusing. You know, lawyers are just crazy anyway. To me, so.
Well, that's.
You know,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But
thank you very much.
All right.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. 877-4-ALLEN-367-2526. Chris in York, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to make a point about the guy you had on, some of the people. One of the problems we're having, I think, in the country today is fundamentalism in general. And Christians don't realize, I guess, but Christian fundamentalism is just as dangerous as the Muslim fundamentalism or any fundamentalism. I think the Scott, the guy that shot Dr. Taylor, he's cut from the same cloth as those guys who flew the planes into the Twin Towers, just as the other people who support him did. And, you know, people don't...
Well, yeah, it's domestic terrorism is what it is.
Absolutely. And, but, you know, I mean, they talk about having faith in God. They believe the Bible, every word and paragraph. That's fine if you want to believe that. You know, it's a free country, but the fundamentalists, they just don't want to have them believe it. They want it to be the law of the land, and anything gets in the way is against God's law. So that's a big problem. I've written about that in our local newspaper too, several times about you have to watch out for the fundamentalists as much as the fundamentalists anything.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, Donnie in Cuba, Missouri.
Hey, Alan. I agree with you in most 95% or 96% of the time. Like, you like my hero.
Well, let's not get carried away here.
But I'm gonna have to disagree on this one, my friend.
What do you mean?
I condone abortion. I don't agree.
You condone abortion, okay?
Because how come they're gonna say that until the baby breathes is not alive? Come on, that's a life that takes 9 months to form. All these people that are defending that doctor, they made it, right? They were born. They didn't get aborted, assassin, kill, whatever, any way you want to call it. I call it the kill, murder of a baby. That's, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but there's other way, like prevention, and why don't we concentrate on other things to help the problem instead to, let's just cut you open and kill the kid inside.
All right, thank you very much. Justin in Steubenville, Texas.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
How you doing, sir?
Good. Just a couple of points. One of the last callers called in and said that the Bible said that you had to be breathing, or God said that you had to be breathing to be a child. That's nowhere in there. What it says is, I knew you before you were born. But it also says all men are created in God's likeness.
Look, if you want to go by the Bible, fine. There are lots of things in the Bible. But again, we don't make laws based on every word in the Bible. And if we did, you wouldn't be able to wear mixed fibers or, we'd stone adulterers. You want to stone adulterers?
Would you let me finish my point, Alan?
Well, no, I'm actually having a conversation, not doing a speech here. Do you want to stone adulterers?
I was going to agree with you
from
the respect that the Bible says that you should not commit acts of murder. That's in the Ten Commandments. And it says that men are made in God's likeness, and you're not to destroy men.
Right.
But you wouldn't let me finish. And then I'm going to show another point to you, that if you were a Christian and understood it, and you're a fundamentalist Christian and understood it, that you would understand that we live on the new covenant of Jesus Christ and not the Old Testament.
All right, I'm losing you there. You've got a bad phone there. Matt in Tampa. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, Alan?
How you doing, sir?
Doing all right. I'd just like to comment on your guest, what he was saying, and some of your other callers. I just want to say, one, the Bible says that you should follow the laws of, or the rules of the place, the society that you're in. And if the rules are, you know, don't kill anybody, well, then you can't kill anybody. And if the rules are that abortion is legal, then you can't kill somebody because, abortion is legal. You know, but, I mean, this is a wide range of subject where some people believe that, you know, the fetus is alive inside, and that's murder. Well, you still can't go against what your society says. You know, you can't, you know, retribution, killing because of that. You know, you got to let the laws handle that out, you know, fix that.
All right. You see what I'm saying? Yes, I do. Thank you very much. We go to Travis in Virginia. Hello, Travis.
Oh, yeah, Alan, I'm a big fan of yours. I'd just like to say real quick that I think the guy that shot Dr. Tiller should be executed by guillotine, and I also think that there should probably be more abortion in this country due to the overpopulation problem.
Who would you abort, sir?
Nobody in particular. Anybody that gets pregnant accidentally, or anybody that's having second thoughts. It's just anybody that would fall under that category. I mean, it's just the world's becoming overpopulated, and I don't see what the big gripe with abortion is, because I don't happen to believe that a fetus as a living creature like most people do, and that's all I had to say.
All right, thank you. We'll continue at 877-4-ALLEN.
Free speech. Free speech. Front and center. Alan Cole.
All right, the lines are open, 877-4-ALLEN-367-2526. We have some threads at allen.com on this Tiller situation. Also, the live chat stream, don't forget that, at allen.com. DR in Dexter, Missouri.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
All right, man.
I was just going to say, a lot of these people that have called in and they condone the murder of this guy, the abortion doctor, I think a lot of them need to rethink their position religiously, if they're going to say that they're religious, in that if you're going to murder somebody in cold blood like that, that's more something that the law is. That's what the law of the land is there for. That's why we live in America, so that you can, if you're really worried about what this guy's doing, you don't need to be doing stuff like that. You don't need to murder someone or hurt another person. You need to go and get the law changed.
Sometimes you just need to go and get a psychiatrist. Wayne in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Hey, Alan, you know what? I like your screening process. First of all, you better go after Kellogg's for a sponsor and not Gerber. Second of all, if I was around it, yeah, you like that one?
That's funny.
Hey, second of all, if I was around in the 40s, I would gladly have capped Dr. Mengele. I'm a great supporter of the Jews. I love you people. My Lord was a Jew.
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sir, if you leave that baby alone, you know, partial birth abortion is a little bit over the top. Basically, they kill the baby in the birth canal. Look,
we're not going to settle the abortion issue here tonight. This is not what this is about. But
No. But yeah, let me just say, if you throw a sea turtle egg at a wall, you get arrested for endangered species. So there's some logic.
If a woman has a late-term abortion, it's largely because her doctor has advised her to have it. And the government should stay out of it. It should not be illegal. It's not the government's business what decision a woman makes for religious reasons with her doctor, her partner, and her God. It's nobody else's business.
Well, we you know what? I would have gladly taken Mengele out. It was legal.
Yeah,
fine.
You don't have the right to go killing people. And if killing is wrong, it is wrong no matter who does it. So that's the problem. You know, Jesus didn't say one law is okay for you, one law is okay for you. Thou shalt not kill applied to everybody. So if you believe that killing a fetus in a womb is, or abortion is killing a fetus in a womb or killing a baby, if that's what you believe, you still don't have the right to go and break one of Jesus' commandments or God's commandments by doing the same thing you think someone else is doing that's wrong. That does not justify you breaking the law. That's what seems to be lost among far too many people for my comfort level here tonight. The number of people who called up and agreed with our guest and with the killer of Tiller is frightening to me. Gary in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, I'd like to say several things in response to what has been said. One gentleman had said birth, life doesn't start till birth. There's many states right now that has laws if you kill a pregnant woman, you can be tried for the murder of the baby. That's a definite. And number two, I'm torn between abortion rights and not having abortions, but I think a better solution would be to educate the women and work with the women that's getting pregnant that's getting abortions. That would be a much better solution than trying to run around and kill all the abortion doctors.
Well, that's not a solution. Going around killing abortion doctors is not a solution to anything.
Well, yeah, but they're trying to say we're saving lives. And, you know, if they're a Christian, first of all, like you said, number one, we live by laws in this country. And if you're a Christian, you're saved by the, you live under grace and you're saved under grace, but you still have to follow the laws of the land.
All right. Thank you very much. Eli in Manhattan. Hello.
Yeah. The quick line, pro-life is a hypocrite because they take away another person's right to choose for themselves. And thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Bill in Albertville, Alabama.
Alan, I got to take exception with your statement that most women who get the late-term abortions do so at the doctor's recommendation.
Here we go. Here we go. All right.
Here we go. What?
The abortion debate is old and tiring, and we're not going to solve it here tonight.
No.
The issue we were talking about was the fact that we had a guest who was supporting the killing of an abortion doctor. The idea of debating intact DNA, which is what you people call partial birth abortion.
Your statement on the partial birth abortion is misleading.
No, it's not misleading.
Yes, it is. The doctor that invented or came up with the procedure.
Why do you as a man have any? You have no business telling a woman what to do with her genitals, sir.
I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm talking about the procedure.
You have no business. It's not your business, okay? Do you have a vagina?
I got one at home.
All right. You better call and make sure it's still there. We'll be right back.
Compelling guests.
Hi, I'm Jerry Springer.
This is Ted Nugent.
This is Omar.
Intriguing debate.
If the United States gets attacked again, I should be put in jail?
People like you, yes.
You're the enemy within.
Intelligent talk.
You know, you really hear the damnedest things on the radio, don't you?
You're with Alan Colmes.
I'm Alan Colmes, and we're at 877-4-ALAN-367-2526. We'll talk about why Nancy Pelosi hates America. you can't make this stuff up coming up in the next hour of the program. Tomorrow night, the daughter of Billy Graham, Ann Graham Lotz, will be with us. Who Billy Graham says is the best preacher in the family. Billy Graham's daughter tomorrow night. David in Chicago.
Hi, Alan. You know, what I find particularly distressing is this guy's attempt to defend the killer, I don't even know his name, who denied the right of, you know, he's fighting for a jury trial for this guy where the killer denied Dr. Tiller that right himself.
That's a very, very good point, sir, and I wish I'd said it. Very excellent point. John in Loveland, Colorado.
Thanks for having me, Alan. My concern is I believe that the fetus feels pain. This is based on studies that show heart rates go up during abortion. Mm-hmm. If the fetus is feeling pain, then I have a problem with what this physician was doing.
Well, should he be killed? In his church? Should he be shot to death?
If a being...
Should he be shot to death by a vigilante?
Did he...
Should he be shot? This is a yes or no question. Should Tiller have been shot to death?
It eliminated pain.
Should Tiller have been shot to death?
It eliminated
pain. The answer is yes or no. Do you not have the balls to answer that question?
It eliminated pain.
Do you have the answer? Do you have the balls to answer my question, yes or no? The answer is no. Yeah, it really pisses me off. I'm sorry. Because these people, they spout a bunch of crap coming out of their mouth, and they don't have the, I'll use a cleaner word, guts, to then back up their statement. They're, talk big. Yeah, shoot the guy. Yeah, that. But when I ask every single one of them, would you kill an abortion doctor? You're in the same room. Here's your chance. No, I wouldn't do it. Because you know it's wrong. Because you don't have the courage, you don't have the guts of your convictions, you know it's a horrible thing to do, you couldn't pull that trigger. And if you could, you're nuts, and you ought to be locked up. And as that other caller said, probably the best call of the night, didn't George Tiller, if you thought what he was doing was illegal and wrong, have the right to a trial by jury? rather than to be shot to death in his church. We'll come right back. We're online at Allen.com. The chat stream is going. You're on the phones at 877-4-ALLEN, 877-367-2526. All right, let's go to our phones before this gets out of hand. Don in Brooklyn. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you doing there?
What's up, man?
I listened to you earlier about the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments ain't got nothing to do with America's laws and stuff like that, because when the laws was written back then during the time of Moses, it had nothing to do with the laws that are written in this country's Constitution.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, you know, this is the door. That's why they call this place the daughter of Babylon from the scriptures. But that's a whole different case. I hear a lot of people talk about it, but you know, in this country, you're free at liberty to do what you want to do. If a person wants to go out there and kill, they got to answer the consequences.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, Liz in St. George, Utah.
Yes, my mother had two abortions when it was illegal that I knew about, and she almost aborted me. So because she was pregnant with me at 16. So you're not going to stop abortions by murdering doctors, because her doctor would tell her how to start it, and then she'd go home and do that, and then if an infection set in, she'd go back. You know, she'd be taking a chance because it was illegal, but she'd go back and get care. So what are these people? We're all different. And you don't tell somebody else how to live their life because you're different from them. And these religious people, they get so bound up thinking they're right. And that they're so much better. It just, I don't know what to think about it. And one point I want to make is there was two twins where this baby went inside his brother. It wasn't a baby, it was a fetus, and it turned him into a parasite for 8 years in that brother and grew. Mm-hmm. So you can't say that conception is the beginning of human life, because it had human DNA, it had face, hair, but it was not human. So yeah. I think these religious people, they're sure committing a sin under religion to murder anybody.
All right. Thank you very much. Mark in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Hi.
Interesting evening. I've been looking at this topic for years and years.
Which topic are you talking about?
Abortion, reproductive rights, women having the right to choose.
Right.
In my training, I did abortions in medical school.
You're a physician?
I am.
Uh-huh.
And I have done anesthesia for abortions, but I stopped doing that several years ago kind of for political reasons where I work. But I think the topic you brought up today is pretty important when it comes to a theological discussion. As you know, a lot of people are getting pretty upset because, we're all upset when people who think that it might be okay to kill a doctor in his church. And the reason I think this is happening, these callers that you have, is that people do think that abortion is murder. And I think that discussion has to be done theologically, openly, in our country, to say, you know, have a consensus what the definition of murder is when life.
But even if you believe abortion is murder, it doesn't give you the right to go out and kill in defense of that, because who are you to go kill somebody else?
Well, no, I agree with you legally, but ethically or morally, in these people's minds, to stop a murderer any which way is not murder. And I think it's horrible what we're discussing. People are actually bringing up the possibility of taking the law in their hands and doing that. But you and I know, I'm also Jewish, is that you can do a lot to stop a murder in process. If someone comes to kill you, kill them first, and you shouldn't stand idly by your brother's blood. I've been on Christian missions. I have a lot of, most of my friends are Christian. And I really feel for the argument that these people have that abortion is tantamount to murder. But I really feel that our country should come together with some kind of a theological super discussion to really put an end to this.
Yeah, we're not going to put an end to it. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
We got to talk.
All right. We'll do our best. But all the talk we've had, it's a very difficult area to come together. You know, people should just stay out. Let government just stay out of it. We'll continue. Lines are open. 877-4-ALLEN, 367-2526.
Email Alan now.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
At alancombsradio.com.
And I'm Alan Combs. Welcome to the program. 877-367-2526 is our number, and online at alan.com. Kathy, in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes.
Yes.
I have several things to say. It scares me that people murder in the name of religion. I'm a conservative Southern woman, and I think murder is abhorrent. I think any God would say the same thing in terms of the doctor being murdered. And I think that the government should completely stay out of abortion. It's the woman's body. You haven't heard from hardly any women, I don't think, tonight.
Not enough. I mean, too many men, are, you know, weigh in general, but on this particular topic, you see, there are more, it seems like most of the vehement anti-abortion activists are men.
Well, and that's okay, but they're just, they don't understand. I would wonder how many of them have daughters and what they would do if they had a teenage daughter who came to them pregnant. I actually had a friend who I went with to have an abortion. She later committed suicide. Hmm. I felt a lot of guilt about that, but even through that, it's just wrong for the government to be involved in this debate, period.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. John in Clearwater.
You know, Alan, listening to you talk about how killing is so wrong, I'll bet that I'm safe in saying that if you had the opportunity to go back in a time machine and kill Hitler before he
forget Hitler. Yeah, you can't.
You can't keep bringing up Hitler.
I am a nonviolent person, and you can't keep bringing up Hitler.
Are you saying right now you wouldn't have killed Hitler?
I don't discuss Hitler. It's a ridiculous analogy.
Warped in the head.
Thank
Alan.
You. Thanks very much.
You,
any other
you
kind
really
of,
are.
Any
if
other
you,
kind of work?
If you would not go. Yeah, do you think our dollar's in trouble?
What?
Do you think our dollar is in trouble?
I'm sorry, I can only do one topic at a time. My brain doesn't work that fast. You know, you'd kill Hitler. Is our dollar in trouble? You're a Jew, and I know you. But the dollar, is it suffering? I think I need a full-time psychiatrist with me each night when I do this program. I mean, not for me, but for the, you know. People. My producer's pointing to me. William in North Texas.
Yeah, Alan, I guess we need to repeat the fact that we live under constitutional law. There's some people out there that didn't realize that. We do not live under biblical law. If we did, we'd be stoning to death 1.5 million young ladies on a yearly basis. It amazes me that they seem to think we still got people out there thinking we live under biblical law. We haven't since 1776. We're under constitutional law. I do believe that I guess we're going to have to repeat it on a daily basis to get them to understand it.
All right. Thank you. Jordan and Raleigh.
Yeah, Alan, I've got two quick points I'm going to make. The first point is that you mentioned about Jesus earlier. I wouldn't condemn the killing of someone else. But you know what? He told Judas, who done an awful thing, that it would have been better for him not to have been born. So my second point is that, you know, if you had someone coming after you, Alan, to kill you, you would defend yourself.
I know. All these hypotheticals, I don't know what I would do. You don't know what you would do.
You would if someone was coming to kill your family, you would defend yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Okay. You got me. Ted in Missouri, hello.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Alan, I do think abortion is between a woman and her maker, and I think that that's where it should stay.
Kyle in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Alan. What drives me nuts about these pro-life fundamental Christians is that they like to use scientific research to support their case for abortion. But then if you show them scientific research to prove evolution, they go, no, that's BS.
Or global warming.
Yeah, or anything else. They like to pick and choose what they want to use to prove what, rather than look at the facts and, you know, maybe every once in a while use their head.
All right. Thank you very much. Robert in Winston-Salem.
Hey there, Alan. I got two things to say real quick. One on the abortion. I think if a woman's going out and having promiscuous sex, you know, for fun.
You're presuming that if a woman has to come to the torturous decision of having an abortion, it's because she's some kind of slut. That's a very sexist. No, that's a very sexist attitude.
Well, I don't see it that way. But I mean, on the other hand, now if a woman goes out here and she's raped or something happens to where it's not, you know, condoned by that woman, then yes, she should.
It's
have
none
that
of your
right.
business why someone chooses to have an abortion. It's not the government's business. It's none of your business. Stay out of it. Stay out of people's vaginas. Unless, you know, it's consensual. Sean and Bradenton, I meant to say reproductive. Never mind. Sean in Bradenton, Florida. Hello.
Hey, Alan. This is first-time listener, first-time caller. I guess the question I have is, for all these people that think it's okay to kill an abortionist, so is it okay to kill the women that are having the abortions? That's my question.
Yes. I mean, should these women be put in jail because aren't they accomplices to murder?
I mean, that's my question, because it seems like no matter what you say, it's okay to kill an abortionist, which is murder. So, I mean, if this guy's complaining he can't get a jury trial, well, too bad. He killed somebody.
Correct. There's a many double and triple standards here. Tony in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Alan, when you mentioned vagina, for a second I thought I was on 100 Stern on Sirius.
You're right. Only he is allowed to say that word. I forgot he owns that word.
Well, it was just a natural flair that how it came out of your mouth. Yeah. I thought for a second you had joined his station.
Yeah.
Anyways, with Tom Ridge, I believe that they should come out with the red or different color mood ring for national security, and then count all the people up. And as we find out how they're feeling, depending on the colors, we'll know which color to raise to.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the last thing, Afghanistan, I think you should look at it differently than you do Iraq. There's no end game. That's where 9/11 truly began.
Okay, but we're at war, and the Powell Doctrine is you don't go into a war without an exit strategy, without overwhelming force. Furthermore, all those people who complain about how much money we spend on welfare, how much money we spend on health care, how much money we spend on things that you think are not constitutionally permissible, nobody asks, how much money do we spend on a war? Nobody says, we'll go into Iraq if we can afford it, or we'll put more troops in Afghanistan, but what's the cost-benefit analysis? Nobody ever asks. The president says, we're sending more troops. Great. We're buying more weapons. Great. We're going to start a war over here because we got a bad dictator. Great. But no one asks how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to last. And by the way, how many American families are going to be ruined? We'll continue at 877-4-ALAN, 367-2526.
Talk with Tom Sullivan.
The way to get growth back, according to Tim Geithner, is to go out and spend and spend and spend. The financial system in this country.
Combs, and we are at 877-4-ALAN, 367-2526. Lori in Kane, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Alan. You are right.
Why don't we stop
liberals,
right there? I'm just kidding.
These liberals do, you know, they do not say that conservatives hate their country, but anybody that disagrees nowadays is a racist.
That's not true either.
You listen every day, you hear another congresswoman, congressman, senator, somebody, governor, anybody, that if you disagree with any policy, you're racist.
According to whom?
Disagree because listen on the news every day.
Well, I don't agree with that assessment either.
Well, you must not be listening to the news.
No, I guess I'm not, because if I don't agree with you, I must not be listening to the news.
Well, I can't think of her name today, but David Patterson, every day.
I don't agree with him on that, okay? How do you like them apples?
Oh, I like those apples.
All right. Enjoy your fruit. Stanley and Madison.
Hey, Alan, I'm sitting here celebrating the 70th anniversary of Germany invading Poland, and I'm thinking
You're celebrating the 70th anniversary of Germany. Why are you celebrating that?
Because the world would be, if Hitler could have got to Stalingrad before winter, the world would be a much, much better place right now.
Explain how the world would be better.
Well, for one thing, we probably wouldn't be listening to the Alan Colm show.
My God, hey, goodbye. You don't have to listen to me now. You know, I could not write a play and create characters like the people who call the show and any reviewer say that credible characters were created. If you were to invent a group of people, put them in a room, who are the people who call this show on some occasions, I don't know if you would have any credibility. You know, there's no, they were not. There, well, maybe there are one or two, but you don't have that many people like that. Oh, yeah? Lindsay in Overland Park, Kansas.
Yes, Alan?
Yes.
My name is Lindsay Roeder. I am Scott Roeder's ex-wife.
Oh.
And I've been listening to the program this evening. I had been told that David Leitch would be on. I don't know the man, have never met the man, nor do I want to ever meet the man. But
I don't doubt you, but you sound like you're very sincere.
Yes.
How do I know that that's who you are? I mean, you know.
I don't know how to prove who I am to you.
What year? Let me ask you a question. What year were you married?
We were married March 8th, 1986.
Okay. We checked that out. All right. We had to have a little kind of verification question there. Go ahead. Okay.
I understand. Well, everyone keeps saying that Scott will not be getting a jury trial. Well, he is going to get a jury trial. He pleaded not guilty, and he will get to plead his case before a jury. What he won't probably get to do is say that he was justified. I don't believe he was justified in killing Dr. Tiller. I don't feel he should have done what he did in any way, shape, or form. What he did was murder. He walked into a church and shot somebody in the face. And it's murder. I believe women should have a choice in their own body. I do not. I resent the fact that everyone's saying that he won't get a trial by jury. This is the United States of America. You commit a crime,
right.
You're arrested. You're going to get a trial.
How long were you married to Scott?
We were married 10 years.
Were you shocked to find out that he was the accused killer of Tiller?
No.
You were not.
No, he'd always, since I remember when Paul Hill had been arrested, had shot the doctor in Florida.
Right.
He thought that was justifiable. He felt you had Regina Dinwiddie on the phone earlier this evening. At least I believe it was Regina Dinwiddie.
Not that I'm aware of.
You had Regina.
There was a Regina who called the show. Now, tell us who she was.
She was arrested here in Kansas City. She had interfered with clinics with her bullhorn.
Okay, she didn't identify herself that way when she called, but
I'm sorry, I made that assumption.
But I've read about her. But okay,
yeah. I made the assumption because of what she was talking and defending the Leitch because they're friends. So in my mind, I clicked to that.
All right.
If that wasn't her, I apologize.
It may well have been. I just don't have any
verification. I apologize to whoever, whatever.
It may well have been.
That would not have been her. But I don't agree with what he did. I don't agree with any of his philosophies or beliefs.
Why did you marry him?
He wasn't that way at all when I married him. He was a normal, everyday, fun-loving guy. He didn't even go to church when we got married. Religion was not it wasn't voting wasn't something we voted, but it was in a political discussion.
Was he so by the end of your marriage after 10 years had he changed by then?
Oh, he had changed by the time we got married in 86, and he had changed radically it started in 92. He started in 91, 92, he started changing radically. He became very interested in Robert Tillman, Reverend Robert Tillman in Texas, TV evangelist.
Right.
And was sending him lump sums of money all the time. Well, when that didn't pan out for him and he didn't get his answers, then he discovered that the don't pay your taxes and you will have money to make ends meet. And it went from that, and it just started to snowball into religion, and it just kept getting... It was
so
like
he discovered this evangelist, and that's what kind of flipped him?
And, well, that flipped him, and the fact that he could never make ends meet. Well, when you're sending your entire paycheck to some TV evangelist in Texas, that you're not going to make ends meet. But he thought that was the right thing
but
to do.
But how do you go from being a so-called normal person, which I guess he was when you married him, and then, you know...
I think he's mentally ill. I think
but
he...
But, I mean, what point in your marriage did he show signs of that?
It was when we'd been married about 5 years.
And what tipped off that, hey, this guy might be going south mentally here?
Well, when you have a choice between buying groceries or paying an electric bill, and you're sending all of your money to a TV evangelist.
But look, I watch TV evangelists too sometimes for fun. I mean, I happen to like Joel Osteen, but I mean,
Stillman was exposed by, I think it was Diane Sawyer, for he would collect the money and throw the prayer requests in the dumpster.
Yeah.
This guy was a fly-by-night.
But there must have been, I guess what I'm trying to get is there must have been something in his makeup even prior to that that would have led to him being susceptible to somebody like that.
I didn't see it when I married him. I didn't, you know.
Are you pro-choice?
I actually can say that I am pro-choice now. Before he was locked up, I didn't feel comfortable saying that.
And,
I didn't feel safe saying that.
Why? Did you think he'd come after you?
Well, yeah. I think he would have. He would strongly object.
I don't think
he would have tried to hurt me in these past couple
of
years.
Do you have kids together?
Yes, we do. We have a son.
And how old is he?
He will be 23.
And how does he feel about his dad?
He is. He's gone through every emotion in the book in the last 2 months, from anger and disillusionment to hurt to scorn to pity to, you know, this is my dad, I'm supposed to love him, you know. We fought for, you know, from 1996 on till our son turned 18 for child support. I had to fight and fight and fight for child support. This is a man who believes in saving unborn babies but yet could not pay child support. You know, this is a man who is arrested for murder, has gone to jail, and 2 weeks later sends us a letter, Nick and I telling us and berating us that we're spoiled brats.
When's the last time you had contact with him?
We saw, or Nick saw him a couple nights before he went to, he shot Tiller.
A couple of nights before he shot Tiller.
Mm-hmm. He called Nick and said, I want to take you to the movies. I want to take you out. And
was his behavior any particularly odd that day?
The only odd thing was that it was a Friday night, and Friday was the beginning of his Sabbath, and he usually never, ever did anything on Friday night.
When you say beginning of a Sabbath, he is a Messianic Jew?
Yes, he is.
In other words, a Jew who believes in Jesus, right?
Yes. And
I'm Jewish, but I mean, most Jews like myself do not consider a Jew who believes in Jesus to be a Jew in the respect of,
no,
you know.
No.
But I know, but there are people, I mean, I got friends who are Jews who believe in Jesus, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
In any religion, in any politics, in any diet, in any kind of thing, you can go to the extreme.
Right.
And in the Muslim religion, in Christianity, in Judaism, there are extremists. I think, you know, and this is what happened.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating talking to you. I mean, do you have any emotional attachment to what happens to him at this point?
I am, emotionally, in that whatever happens will affect my son.
Have you remarried?
No, I have not.
Has he?
Well, yes and no. He does have another child. He had limited visits of this other child.
Right.
They weren't actually legally married. They were married in a religious ceremony, but mm-hmm. not a ceremony by the state.
Right.
So, and I know my son has never met his half sister.
We have your number because it shows up here on the screen. Could we interview you again around the time of the trial? Would you be willing to talk to me at that point?
Yes, I would. I mean, I sat and listened to this all evening. And the only reason I finally called in because I got so tired of hearing people say he's not going to get a trial by jury.
Yeah, no, but of course you've got a unique perspective.
He's obviously going to get a trial by jury. This is the United States. Unless he pled guilty.
Yeah.
And in Kansas, he's not eligible for the death sentence.
Yeah. I hope that car's not headed to your house.
No, I live on a busy street, and I stepped outside because my son's still listening.
Really,
to this program.
I really do appreciate that you called. It's just you've got a fascinating perspective, obviously, and I hope it's okay if we can call you again.
Yeah, I appreciate the time that you took to listen to me. I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that he is getting the trial by jury.
All right, Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right,
appreciate your call. Bye-bye. That is Lindsay Roeder, the former wife of Scott Roeder. Accused of killing George Tiller. We'll come back at 877-4-ALLEN.
Action. Action. Reaction. Reaction. Interaction. Interaction. Alan Colmes.
And Radio Graffiti coming up in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we can talk in complete paragraphs. 877-367-2526. Michael in the Bronx.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
Hi.
Before I get to my topic, my present best wishes to your previous caller, Lindsay.
Yeah.
And just to clarify what she said about trial by jury, the only way someone would not get a trial by jury is if the defendant decided to waive that right and decide for the judge to decide the case.
Yeah.
So I just thought to make that clarification. As far as the health care reform goes, I'm with you. I'm sick and tired of hearing these right-wingers come for all sorts of BS lies about health care, saying it's going to create a death panel, people going to be sent to death, and so forth and so on. This program is meant to save lives and to make sure everyone gets health care. But since the right-wingers want to talk about sending people to death and death panels, I want to hear them talk about how the previous administration said to people in New York City that the air was safe in Ground Zero when it wasn't, and
that
people breathed that in, and then they got sick from the previous administration. Those same people can't get health care because of the status quo.
And while this administration is being accused of sending people to death panels, the last one sent people to their deaths in Iraq. Gene in Detroit, hello.
Hey, Alan, that was a very interesting conversation. I always wanted to know what you felt about Jesus because my mother's German. She worked for Jews, and, you know, she would tell me how they used to talk to Jesus. But that's not why I called. I hope that the Tiller family also go after those people that might be liable for their father and husband's death.
You want to make the family liable?
There's people that the Tiller family might be able to go after because they might have some direct responsibility for their father and their husband getting killed in a church.
You want the Tiller family to go after who?
Those people that violently
you mean the people who support the people like we had on earlier who support killing abortion doctors?
No, I'm talking about them people that called Tiller the baby killer.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. We're going to come right back with Radio Graffiti. Everybody gets one sentence only. The most calls we can squeeze in our short time remaining at 877-367-2526. Time for Radio Graffiti. One sentence only. Hello. Hello.
Do not wait a year to change this government. Democrats, switch to the Republican Party now.
Yeah, they'll listen. Hello.
Yeah, the killing could be considered a final trimester postnatal abortion.
Hello.
Alan, I took your advice, called home, and my vagina is still there.
Hello.
You know, it's no difference between Muslims using the Quran to justify killing people and Christians using the Bible to justify.
That's right. Hello. You're on.
That's all, folks.